Thank you. the hell's going on around here?
Thank you.
Thank you. that you'll be the last friend of mine. You're the last friend of mine. You're the last friend of mine. You're the last friend of mine. Thank you. Oh, next to go. Anyone who's out there, the ice.
Thank you. read the press, or if you've noticed, but the second set, we're playing Green Naugahyde in its entirety from start to finish. And you're the only Swiss audience we're doing this for, so. Could be a good thing. I think it's fucking awesome. But, you know, when I was a kid, old Bud Weiser came by my house one night. His name was Bill Weiser, and we call him Bud Weiser, for obvious reasons. And he said, hey, Lester, he called me Lester. I don't like when people call me Lester. It pisses me off. He said, hey, I want to talk to you about rock and roll music. And I said, okay. And we went down to my room, and he started playing me these tapes. He'd gotten way into, you know, the Lord. And he had these tapes of these guys talking about backward masking on records, you know, like Aerosmith records that you play them backwards and they go, smoke marijuana, you know, stuff like that. And I listened to Bud, and I thought, well, you know, Bud's kind of... So Bud went off on his way. I haven't seen him in many years. But anyway, I got to thinking on this Green Naugahyde thing. Let's do some backwards masking for Satan. What the hell? So we did, and it's all over this record. This one particular piece, it's about a fellow by the name of Lee Van Cleef. And if you listen closely, I'm saying backwards, I licked Satan's ballsack. And I'm just telling you, so you're not shocked by the subliminal influence that I'm going to have upon you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, many years ago, we came over here to Europe, and I was kind of a space cadet, so I don't remember whether, if on this particular tour we came to your region.
Yeah.
But we were over here with a band called Rush.
Yeah.
Now, growing up as a kid, when I was in high school, we just thought Rush was the coolest thing, because... But the thing is, you listen to Rush, you don't get laid very often. It's not the type of music you listen to get laid. You know, it's kind of a guy thing. But, and it, for a long time, it was kind of like one of those guilty pleasures to say you enjoyed Rush. Now, in the United States, Rush is like the hugest band. They're all of a sudden, they're cool again, and it's a giant thing. But it's not the way, it's not that way here? Is that what you're telling me? Because this is a fat-ass Rush lick, and you guys are... No, it doesn't mean anything to you? When I was about a 14-year-old kid, that particular bass line gave me a boner. I learned it, so I could have a perpetual boner whenever I needed it. Well, you're a hell of a guy. So, we've played, we've come, we've sweat, we are going to get on our shiny little vehicle here and head off up the highway at some point in time. So I thought, you know, it's up to you guys. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear, you know, you listen to the whole Green on the High thing, and you went off into our little zone. And I can't understand a word. It just sounds like a big old door. So hang on, let's do this the old democratic way. Okay? All right, John the Fisherman. Tommy the Cat. Wyoming's Big Brown Beaver. Thank you.
Precision machinery, maybe? Where I come from, Swiss watches, Swiss cheese, 6 hour. How are your bass players? You got any good bass players out there? Are you a good bass player? Is he really? Is he good? Are you a ripping bass player? I'm asking you a question, seriously. Do we have any amazing bass players in there? That guy right there? Come on up here, pal.
Do you want to lay down with me? I said, if ever do you want to lay down by my side, if ever do you want to lay down with me? I said,